I'm George Abraham, and this is Poetry Now. I think history necessarily both aggressively forgets itself and aggressively repeats itself. This poem was inspired by a vandalism incident that happened in the West Bank near Hebron, in which Israeli settlers attacked a vineyard and graffitied, "We will reach everywhere," ominously. As a Palestinian American, this attack was painful for me to hear. This poem is an invented form called a Markov sonnet. A Markov sonnet is a sonnet in which the 14 lines are read in isolated triplets. That is to say, lines 1, 2, 3, erase. 2, 3, 4, erase. 3, 4, 5, erase. So on. It forgets itself on every three lines, but that forgetting is intrinsically tied to the repetition of the form. Ekphrasis with toothing chainsaw in unnamed Halhul vineyard. The warak, empty of chlorophyll, hung chewed and dangling because there was no witness amidst the yellowing foliage. The toothing beast's rapture, heavy in the air like a song. Because there was no witness amidst the yellowing foliage, the toothing beast's rapture, heavy in the air like a song, unfamiliar to soil-worn hands, harvesting small implosions. The toothing beast's rapture, heavy in the air like a song, unfamiliar to soil-worn hands, harvesting small implosions, a marble heaven built over hill and tomb, reaches everywhere. Unfamiliar to soil-worn hands, harvesting small implosions, a marble heaven built over hill and tomb reaches everywhere. The unyellowed, muting wind can neither stain nor uproot. A marble heaven built over hill and tomb reaches everywhere. The unyellowed, muting wind can neither stain nor uproot a land ungodded. The dead's hollow, hallowed, roaring. The unyellowed, muting wind can neither stain nor uproot a land ungodded. The dead's hollow, hallowed, roaring silence, interrupted by riot of metal teeth and ricochet. A land ungodded, the dead's hollow, hallowed, roaring silence, interrupted by riot of metal teeth and ricochet. A country can only be accountable for the screams. Silence, interrupted by riot of metal teeth and ricochet. A country can only be accountable for the screams we cannot unhear or unwrite from our memory. A country can only be accountable for the screams we cannot unhear or unwrite. From our memory, a history unfragmented, free of limbs disfigured. We cannot unhear or unwrite from our memory, a history unfragmented. Free of limbs disfigured, would you believe me if I said I bled for this? A history unfragmented. Free of limbs disfigured, would you believe me if I said I bled for this? Leaves caught in my throat like a contradiction. Would you believe me if I said I bled for this? Leaves caught in my throat like a contradiction. Name, 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 unname. Name, 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 unname. Name, 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 unname. Name, 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 unname. Name.
That was George Abraham and his poem, Ekphrasis with Toothing Chainsaw in Unnamed Halhul Vineyard. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.